are back.
Hey, yeah.
We've endured house fires. We've endured bad musical guests. I mean, great musical guests. We've endured everything that we could possibly endure, and now the Ono Radio Show gets to do what it does, and it does best. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Owen. I'm the host of the Ono Radio Show. I'm the captain of your shit ship. Along with me tonight are my usual pals. What's up, Ty?
Hey, buddy.
What's up, Tom?
Yo.
And Zach's
What's
here.
What's going on, O?
We got Tom still reeling.
I've been actually living in the studio.
Chilling here. He's been living in the closet ever since.
Sorry about the funk, man. It's been living in here.
It's totally cool. We don't even notice that you're so gracious.
Before we move ahead, can we take a second to just capture Tom's look right now?
Yeah, all right.
Tom has a castaway beard going.
I'm not shaving it.
It looks fucking amazing.
It's my Rise from the Ashes beard.
He's almost rocking the plaid flannel shirt, you know?
I like it, man.
I'm going to get a picture. It's
a 90s grunge phase I'm going through.
I feel like you look like
your house is burned down, and it's a good look on you, man.
No, it is. It is. He's got the glasses
my
now.
LinkedIn profile.
Yeah, then put that on your LinkedIn. Yeah. That'll be good.
Hire me. I need the money.
Yeah, yeah. And thankfully, some guests decided to stay. This is a first from the showcase, ladies and gentlemen. Roberto's still here, and Christy's still here. They decided to stick around, which is awesome, guys. Thanks for sticking around for the rest of the UNO Radio Show. You get to see what we do.
It only gets weirder.
It only gets weirder. This is where we drink copious amounts of beer, and I talk about the bathroom habits that I have usually.
A lot of poop talk.
Let's get right into it. Tom, do we have any true updates on the situation?
No, currently? As is.
All right, I'm alive. I'm good.
Life is going, moving on, working again.
We have to, of course, thank everybody out there that has been supporting everything that they have. It's been unbelievable,
been
the
so
support
touched.
From the podcast community.
Yeah.
To you guys, like, I keep looking at your GoFundMe for you because I keep wanting to see these people that I know that are not only friends of mine, but friends of this show actually doing something. And guess what? These motherfuckers have given more to you than they've ever donated to the show.
Owen's asked me to give back to the show for my donations.
A good cut of the radio show takes a
5% cut of all donors from the listeners.
Every good business knows what's up.
But seriously, thank you to all our listeners that helped Tom
stand
out.
Up
That's fucking awesome.
Stand up people, and if I haven't thanked you, I'm going to thank you. Thank you 100 times over for being awesome.
And that really shows the community that we're building through this podcast. And that's fucking awesome. So thank you for that.
Even Trey and Swervy from the Swervy Jones Show have gone out of their way, and they're having an event this weekend. I believe it's tomorrow night. It's Friday night. In Tavares, Florida. I forget the name of the bar.
That's where I graduated from.
Yeah, is it really?
O'Keefe?
Okay. Is it O'Keefe's?
That mic up. Help her with that mic. Get it. Yeah, there you go. That's
so
best.
Where in Tavares? No.
I forget the name of the bar. I mean,
there's like two bars in Tavares, so is it O'Keefe's or is it McGregor's?
Well, I was told that you can walk up and down. I think it's O'Keefe's. I think it is actually O'Keefe's. And I think you can. Is it not true that you can walk up and down Tavares, like
with
Main Street, with
beers?
An open beer?
Absolutely.
Really? You could do that in Florida?
What?
That's like a thing in
Tavares.
Tavares, it's cool
to do
that?
Tavares.
Tavares? Am I saying it wrong?
Tavares. It's a county seat, actually.
County seat, yeah.
No, one of the cool things we have a podcast buddy of ours, or a couple podcast buddies of ours, that podcast out of DeLand, sort of Tavares type area, and what they're doing is for Tom, since he lost all his vinyl, pretty much everything he owned. Well, one of the things that you can do for Tom is bring along some vinyl that you may not want from your collection.
Yeah, the shit that you don't want.
Yeah, the shit that you don't want.
Give him a shitty collection.
Yeah, I'm going to have a bunch of weird Christmas albums and like Paul Anka albums.
And dude, you got to get those like weird
musicals,
Hawaiian albums. Yeah.
What about James Brown Christmas records?
I'll take it.
That's going to be his best one that he gets.
I'll play the shit out of that.
Bob Dylan Dylan's last Christmas record was really creepy.
Really?
I loved it.
Oh, nice.
But we've already
it
had
was
a
creepy? I got to hear this thing.
It's time for Christmas.
I know.
Christmas can't be creepy.
Santa's coming down.
The music's pristine.
Yeah. Like,
but his usual groveling.
Well, he has emphysema, and you can't blame him.
That's a rough.
He's not showing up for his
Nobel Prize thing.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's Bob Dylan.
Emphysema.
I do what I want.
Emphysema.
But no, it's super cool that people are going out of their way and they're wanting to like throw Tom like, hey, this is the start to rebuilding your record collection. I think it's cool. Like people are apparently,
and I'm going to invite you all over my new place, and we'll all listen to vinyl on whatever.
I know which one you're dropping first. That's
I am Ohio players fire.
Fire, exactly. No, we're going to have a big party the day that you get your new place, and it's going to be all brand new shit too. It's not going to have any fire residue on it. It's going to
actually. I'm keeping all the burned furniture. Going would, for a whole new motif.
Would be kind of amazing.
An art installation. Yeah.
$100 to get in.
You shouldn't.
Dude,
see, Baritone
it could
knows.
Work, bro.
Baritone knows what's up.
One of the things he told me that was crazy about his whole house like catching on fire was that his fridge. You know the little rubber pieces that
the plastic
the gasket seal around like the door between the door and the frame of the fridge. Apparently, like you said, they like melted
sealed shut because it literally melt. The fire was so hot it like melted that, and I can't open the fucking.
You can't
fridge.
Even get the fridge.
I was surprised that they make that.
I had like three awesome beers in there, man. That's like I'm still not over that.
Do you have any steak in there that's aging? Like
Oh, dude, that shit's gonna be maggot flux.
Someone will crack it open. They'll be like, "Oh my god, the best steak ever!" It's like 100 years old,
just marinating in the smoke of the fire
and roaches and shit.
Oh my god,
milk's gone bad.
Yeah, no, it's super cool to see everybody going out of their way, like I said, and the podcast community getting together.
Much love, Ono listeners.
One of the things that I didn't get a chance to talk about last week because it was all about Tom and his
Tom
house burning down.
My fucking pity party.
That's so mean.
Go fund me.
Laughter's the best medicine.
I had a tragedy of my own.
What was your tragedy? I bet it was worse than the fire.
It was so much worse.
I guarantee it was worse than the fire.
I woke up to go to work one day, and I go to start my car, and the bitch doesn't even like start.
Your brand new
car. Well, it's brand new to me. It's 2013,
bro. That's brand new to
me. I bought used and probably sat there. It was like, you know,
2013 is brand new.
What are we talking? Jump okay?
Well, no jumps. Everything's jump. It would jump fine. Obviously, I need a new battery. All right.
So yeah, they got you. That Offlease only
they gave me
one of their shit batteries.
It was still the manufacturer's battery from
they never even
2013. Yeah. They probably threw a bit of a charge in there to keep going for a month.
Get a good new battery,
and then you gotta go get a new.
It
battery.
It just straight up didn't turn over.
It was
just dead.
It's one day it was perfectly fine. I turned it off. Next day I go to work. It does the click 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 click. And the the radio is flashing on. I'm like, fuck, I know what this is.
Sons of bitches.
So yeah, I do the whole thing. I made the mistake, and I was already running late for work. So now I'm just pissed because I don't need to be running late for work anymore because I'm in trouble with work. And
you're in the doghouse at work right now.
I'm kind of like shouldn't be doing that. So anyway, I go and I'm like, okay, all I got to do is really quick, just jump the car. Teresa is still home. So her car is right next to mine. All I got to do, grab some cables, hop it up, boom, bada bing.
Yeah.
5 minutes, Dunzo. Tops, done, out. 2 minutes. Well, I go looking for cables, and it starts dawning on me that, oh, shit.
In the hatchback.
My old car that I sold, I left the goddamn cables.
Wow.
Because I wrapped them. What I did is they had...
Amateur
move. That's like a $10 value you get.
You take everything out of that car. No. They paid for the fucking engine and the gas home.
So I have to pop back in the house as I'm like kind of pulling my hair out, smoking a cigarette, just mad about this situation. I'm like, Teresa's still getting ready. So I pop back in. I'm like, hey, how long do you got to go to work? I'm looking at the clock. She's like, I got to leave here at 8:30 or whatever it was. I think I have like 9 minutes. I'm like, well, fuck it. I'm taking your car. I'm running down to 7-Eleven. I pick up the cables, grab them, pop them on, good
they
to go.
Sell jumper cables there?
Oh,
at
7-Eleven? Any reputable 7-Eleven will sell you some jumper cables.
News to me,
bro.
Not all 7-Elevens have gas cans. And that's a motherfucker.
Yeah. No, that should be illegal.
No, I agree. I agree. But I'm a dumbass. I run my fucking tank till it's nothing.
Yeah.
All right. I used to. I'm better at that now. But I've run out of gas.
You've grown up a bit.
I've grown up a bit. I've run out of gas so many times, and I've walked into 7-Eleven, like walked, you know, a mile to a 7-Eleven, and fucking no gas. No gas can. Like,
how do you not have a gas can at 7-Eleven? That's dumb. No. Maybe they ran out or something.
But that's awesome. They had jumper cables.
Yeah, they had jumper cables. They were $15, which I guess is like maybe a little bit of a markup on your average shitty pair of jumper cables. Fine. Got me to work. Don't care. Car starts the next day, so I'm not too worried about it. Following day doesn't start again. I figured, hey, maybe I left something on in the car. No. I need a new battery. So I get off work one of the days. I go get a new battery. I go to the old AutoZone, or I think it was the Advanced Auto Parts.
Whatever. The place that sells car batteries.
Same shit.
Yeah.
And there's a woman there who is... she's not... First off, the whole store is being run by two women. There's like an 18-year-old lesbian with a mohawk. You know the type. there's one of those, and then there's like a 48-year-old Hispanic woman with no front top teeth.
Cool.
Nice.
And but big tits, like really, really big.
Perky,
tits.
Saggy. I mean, she's older.
Good. Right? Like good boobs.
Looking good?
Like, really good
but
boobs.
Just no front teeth.
Just no front teeth. Okay. Now, I didn't see it at first. I'm like, oh, that's just girl. Well, wow. You know, like, yeah, oh, look right. at you, like working here. And then she smiled and like, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Jesus, dude.
Okay.
She starts telling me how you know she's gotta like, hey, can you not have conversations off air?
Got
that's cool. Yeah, no. I got a wheel. She can only do the job with the two of them there. One of them has to remain in the store the whole time. The other one will help change the battery. She's like, I'll help you, honey. And she's like, yeah, she comes
that's
out.
That's shameful.
She's, yeah, I'm like, oh,
that's embarrassing.
Yeah, that she had to go change your battery.
Wait,
yeah.
She helped you? The 48-year-old toothless.
Guess what?
Guess what?
She might not have teeth, but she can install a battery better than you can.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
That would be a great meme, right?
So it is. No, it is. It's very embarrassing.
Let me ask you, did you get the cheapest one they had?
I got the middle.
Did you get the middle?
I got the middle.
You didn't go for the Optima. Did you see the Optima battery on the shelf? The Optima battery.
I had a bronze, silver, and gold choice. I went for the silver.
You went silver.
I went silver.
You're a silver type of guy.
Yeah, you're a silver kind of dude.
I got a 2-year warranty on it. I'm okay.
Well,
there.
If it was the hatchback, you would have gone fucking bronze. Like you would have gotten the shittiest one. But you got the new car.
Car. I'm gonna at least get the silver. So she's helping me out, and granted, it's a newer car. So you know how like newer cars, like they have all these like silly pieces that go on top to secure things. You know,
a lot of plastic in the engine. It's like, why is all this plastic doing in my engine?
A lot of plastic, a lot of strange metal like bits and pieces that you have to put exactly right to get it. You're like, whatever.
That's usually how mechanics works. Yeah.
Yeah. So she knows about all these, and she's just hopping right in there and doing it right. And so I'm help, and then she starts
you're
asking
standing
me,
there smoking a cigarette.
Starts asking me for help. Yeah, I'm smoking there smoking.
Giving her
you're
moral
like,
support.
Hurry up!
Like help, you know, dude. Just can you make sure it works? That's fine. So then she's like, hey, I need your help. I'm like, okay, I didn't realize this is part of the deal, but fine. So grab, and she's
part
like, hey.
Part of the deal. Like, you're supposed to put my battery in for me. I don't do that.
Yeah. It says on the wall, free battery installation. It says on the wall. I'm
just giving you shame as a man.
Dude, we
I
have
can change the battery, but... All right, so then she's like having me like do the whole thing where I'm like, I'm picking it up so that she can like scoot things around. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. I'll do that part. But then she's like having trouble getting, as she's putting the battery back in, she's getting, having trouble putting all those
the
like
terminals?
Exterior parts back on. Like all the, stupid little parts, right?
Put them in the trunk.
She's like, oh no, I got this. So you just need to hold the battery this way and everything. And we're both like leaned over my hood and her big old titties are rubbing all up on me.
Oh
man.
Her big old toothless titties.
Big old toothless titties are rubbing all up on me, and I did feel kind of bad, but I was just like,
is this
you know
a good
what?
Or bad thing?
And that's the question, Ty. That is absolutely
the
question.
Yeah, are you confused about this whole
everything
experience?
Everything was confusing about it.
So did you feel like you were cheating at that moment?
Oh, I felt very bad about it.
Did you tell T about it?
I didn't. I mean, she's probably heard it. She's
she can hear it through the wall right now. Yeah,
yeah, she's crying herself to sleep.
I doubt it.
My wife understands that it's in my needs to feel a toothless woman's titties every once in a while. Sure, that's just part of marriage.
Who doesn't need to experience that? Yeah.
Berto, I just want to say that our chat room thinks that Toothless Titties is a great new song title.
Hashtag Toothless Titties.
Yeah, I don't know if you're into it. You should write that. Toothless Titties is...
It's about to be written.
Come on, Berto, you got this.
You got this. You can. You know the person. And she was telling me how she had kids and how she had not only kids but grandkids.
So during the whole time you're sitting there smoking a cigarette, she's giving you her life story. She's working.
It sounds like that was a long install right there.
I was in and out of there in an hour. You know, from showing.
That's a long
man. You could have put that fucking thing together. Yeah, you could have put that in there in 5 minutes. Yeah, 10 minutes.
It was a busy day, man.
You picked the busy day. You spent an hour there.
If you ask me, I think Owen had an ulterior motive, and that was to rub up on some titties at Advanced Auto Parts.
I just want to let you guys know, if you need any titty rubbing done, you got to go to the Advanced Auto Parts on the corner of Fern Creek and Michigan here in Orlando.
Thanks. You get some toothless titties.
Yeah, just make sure to offer to help with the battery.
I have to ask, in that situation, like, because I would never let them install my battery. I would just do it myself. Yeah, you guys all agree.
Man. Sure.
Not to shame you more, Owen, but now that he did let Toothless Titties do it for him, a 48-year-old woman, he should have tipped her, right?
Or at least given her a really good hug, dude.
Did you tip her?
Toothbrush.
Well, I mean, said thank you.
You said thank you. At least you did that.
You're not. I don't think it's auto parts store guy.
Well,
Come on.
You took a fucking hour of her time and it's free. I would have fucking
an hour for like the whole service. Like I waited. The whole exchange probably only took like 10-15 minutes to swap the battery. I was waiting to get the battery.
Dude, that's cool, bro. You just don't tip. It's cool.
Actually been to that location, and it's actually who he's talking about.
You know her, right?
You know her?
Well, her name's Juan, and he's from Puerto Rico. And
yes, she is. Okay.
And he just is a little overweight and has man titties. But
you got some man titties. Yeah,
but he takes the tips right here.
Oh, yeah. Then you should have gave him the tip, bro.
I mean, it was kind of
a tip.
It was a strange ponytail. I thought, now that I think about it,
no wonder he was so confused of the whole situation.
Well, he's got great tits. That's all I'm gonna say about that. Fantastic tits.
It felt great.
It's all about the titties.
You guys been to AutoZone lately?
I want to get in the zone.
No, but I need to go.
Actually,
AutoZone.
Get in the zone.
I go to O'Reilly.
Yeah, that one.
Auto parts.
They all compete with who can have the coolest fucking theme song. You notice that?
O'Reilly's is killing the game.
It's fucking orgasm, man.
Yeah.
Like you're driving in your car and you're singing that shit, man.
The guy who thought about that, I was like, hey, I'm just gonna, you know, make a commercial about coming. O'Reilly. I don't give a fuck. I'm going there, man.
Who are the advertising geniuses behind this?
I love it. Sex sells.
There's been a couple good jingles lately. I was trying to think of... No, there was. I love the general one. I mean,
we talked about that earlier. Yeah, the general.
Go to the general. Let's say sometime like that. Oh man! And now that they've got Shaq in the commercials,
is Shaq doing their commercials?
Shaq is
now?
Doing. General commercials.
Dude, Shaq will do any fucking commercial,
right?
Why not? You get paid like $20,000.
Oh, dude, that dude. Yeah. God, he lives off of that money.
Maybe a million, but who fucking knows?
Yeah, exactly. He just shows up and fucking farts, and they pay him $1 million.
He makes mom jokes and gets money.
He does, man. Yeah.
I got this thing lately. Teresa's expressed this desire to go like walking and jogging more, like doing this whole
fitness
for the new year.
She's trying to get you in shape.
Yeah, not me.
She's not trying to bring you along.
I mean, she's sort of.
Yeah, she is, dude. No fucking front, dude. She's trying to.
No, she's looked at you naked long enough and has seen that bear gut, and she's like, she's subtly saying, you need to cut that shit.
You know, ever since
you guys first started dated, you perpetually smelled like cigarettes. She's trying to get rid of that scent.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's
she
just,
needs you to finally sweat it
she
out.
She married that. That's her own fault. That's
knew.
A long time ago.
There's no going
no,
back.
No, no, no. She's even said, like, I want to be, you know, completely, you know, fine to just, like, kind of go for, like, walks around the neighborhood on my own, which this neighborhood isn't, like, It's not bad. Super bad, but it's not super good. Like, as a woman,
you're gonna have some shit to look at when you walk around.
I was gonna ask Christy though, as a woman, like, do you would feel weird like walking around at night in a place with like no street lights? Like a lot of the streets don't have like street lights, you know? Like,
yeah, I'm good. No,
that's weird, right?
Yeah, like,
that's,
right. That's, and you wouldn't want your wife, your girl, want, you don't want her
no,
doing
they
that.
Don't want her
yeah.
knowing she's out there in any danger or anything.
No sidewalks.
Nah, in certain parts there are. I mean, we can go to like nicer.
Okay. Oh, and I know this neighborhood. Where is she walking? She's going down towards the nice. Like, where?
She's going down.
Scared for right now.
More like the nice end. Like, what do we call that?
The nice end.
Yeah. No. It's like no. You gotta understand. Like, Owen lives in a spot where it's because I used to live next door. Where Owen lives in a spot where it's. You know, it's kind of ghetto around it. I mean, not ghetto.
My guys, little, yeah, this part here. Yeah, hold on, ghetto.
But you go right down the road
define
and it's.
Ghetto.
Well,
yeah,
not,
yeah,
not
I feel
ghetto.
Like you
gotta define ghetto.
Not ghetto. I mean, it's like just, you have your crackheads.
Trashy.
It's trashy. It's
trashy.
Hold on. Let's take three steps back. So a guy can walk down the street in the middle of the night, but a girl can't.
I'm sort of weirded out about it too.
There's plenty of gay dudes out there that would fuck you in the ass if they could throw you in the van. Fucking
yeah,
ass.
Dudes do get raped
just
more than chicks.
Her,
so that
no, I didn't say yeah.
Girl. Oh, okay. Let's get asked. That was going to be my next question.
She just pulled a fucking blade out.
Seriously, that was going to be my next question. Is there anything that
good,
you carry?
Good, she should have a knife.
I'd go with mace. Would probably, I mean, for the average girl, I'd say mace.
Mace. Why not leave an impression on that piece of shit?
Why not a .357 Magnum?
I got one of those.
Do you really?
There's some girls that carry guns all over them.
Dude.
There's some girls that carry guns and there's some girls that carry knives.
Okay, a blade will do it.
Nah, but what I was getting at is like right next to fucking Owen's neighborhood, like right down the street.
Yeah,
it's nice Bel
Air
mansions.
Down there.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
mansions.
There's mansions like two blocks over.
So you know where is she going? Is she going to? She's going to the nice area.
Not really, because that's a walk. Like I mean,
no, yeah, but that's what she's doing. She's walking.
I don't know.
I think you just need to get her a treadmill, man.
All right, so
put no, it where? Fuck that.
I'm gonna put it outside
actually,
on the
you guys,
board.
You guys know what a shaker machine is?
Our women's are hamsters.
The shaker machine
is that like the old? Is that the
no,
old
you
school?
Stand on it and you shake it off.
I've seen those. Yeah.
I have no idea what that is.
No, I have seen those. They just like
Tom,
shake
we did,
your. They
we
shake,
did an advertising
we did a,
thing
we did
for
the
that.
Commercial for it. Yeah, it's a weird device.
Oh,
right?
It's amazing. They have them in chiropractic offices.
Yeah, but you like stand and do the settings and it shakes
you. Shake it off.
It's crazy, dude. Yeah, it's a shaker.
I've never heard of this.
What is it called?
Shake it off, shake it on, shake it off.
They have, there's a bunch of different manufacturers.
Is it made by Taylor Swift?
We have a special listener out there. Her name's Cameron Grace.
Shake it.
Does she shake it off?
Does she shake it?
Tune in with
off.
All of her friends.
Yo.
Exercise.
And that, that
vibe,
literally brought
vibe,
up
vibe,
a Taylor
machine.
Swift
VIB.
Video, dude.
Vibe.
Was it?
Vibe.
You knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
No.
All of a sudden, that's all that's all right, Owen's search history is just all that video of her naked.
Vibe machine.
Vibe machine.
Sure.
I've never heard of this.
There you go.
But the vibe.
Vibe.
The
machine.
Vibe.
There it is. Quantum pulse. Watch it shake.
All right, here we go.
This should be in every strip club.
All right.
It really should.
This is. Hey,
check it out. Check it out.
That sounds familiar.
Wait, that's the fucking machine?
No, that's not it.
No, I haven't seen
what the fuck is that?
Goga Studios. Goga Studios.
What is this thing?
That's a Tesla coil thing.
Definitely not a vibe machine.
That thing's reading their vibes, dude. This is a
totally
different machine.
I don't know what this is, but this is...
This is way more interesting.
Way crazier than what the fuck.
Why did that turd go in her mouth?
Is that like a
what are they
like
getting
a
from that?
Oh my
that's
god!
That's
welcome
not, that's
to Clips, ladies and gentlemen.
No, we're not even there yet. No.
Holy crap!
It says in the description of this with this weird fucking like
that's
Tesla
not
machine.
Not a vibe machine.
No, but it says in this one is told to drink lots of water and eat peanuts afterwards.
That's to build.
That's what the machine makes you do. That's the stupidest machine
that's
ever.
The stupid machine. All right,
there we go. I
peanuts.
See it.
That's it. Yeah.
That thing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but I want a video. All right, we're doing.
Look
I know
it,
how
she's
to internet.
Telling you how to do the internet, dude. Fuck.
Come on, you're getting it.
You don't know how to internet, bro?
You want a job?
Now there's some
is
guy.
Is there a podcast on the internet?
Go to Goga Studio.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We'll do it later. Yeah.
Come on, it's worth it. You guys
just are
going to
laugh
so hard.
Come on, execute it, man.
What is it? Goga Studio.
Yeah.
G-O-G-A?
Yeah.
.com?
Yeah, sure.
See,
close enough. Close enough.
G-O-G-A.
Dude, it's 2016. Just type it in and hit enter.
It always, it'll fill. Oh, there you go. No, first
nice. Is this one?
Let's watch it
shake.
Ready?
Not two girls, one cup.
Yeah, yeah. Look at that shit.
There it goes.
Okay.
It just shakes the shit out of you.
This is the laziest way to work out. 10 minutes equals 1 hour.
It looks it?
What? So they say. What?
No, that's bullshit.
So they say.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you're
using. So how much does it cost to do this for 10 minutes?
I've seen them in like actual like studio.
Like $5,000.
What?
$5,000? Oh, to buy one.
Yeah. They're expensive. And you know what? They are fucking heavy as shit.
This is all the rage in like Abu Dhabi and Dubai.
They suck to move, yeah.
Remember we had to move them all around? Oh, fuck that thing.
It's kind of like juicing. It kind of works, but it really doesn't.
Yeah, it's like I'm still getting overpriced.
Yeah. No,
is Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley going to sell this piece of shit?
Yes.
Chuck Norris?
And I'm going to buy it. Okay, I don't know about doing
this guy. He's fit.
Yeah, he's so fit.
So fit.
He's not even using it. He's just using the edge.
Look at her. She's using it. She's sitting right on it.
He's just sitting on it.
Look at her using it.
All right, Owen. Well, there you go. You tell Teresa stop walking.
That's the answer.
Stop walking. Get her a vibe machine.
All right.
Let her shake it.
Get her a vibrator.
Put it next to the bed.
Good answer, guys. Thanks so much. You've really helped.
Every girl needs a vibrator.
We're trying to keep your girl safe.
Yeah, you need that big vibrator, bro.
I don't know. I feel like we'll just have to go for more walks together around parks and stuff. But there's always bums in parks,
yeah,
too.
But dude, you can walk and smoke cigarettes. Why
bums
are you complaining?
Are humans too. They're not like a disease.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Just bums like you just gotta walk around
drugs.
Them, man.
They just—I don't know. They take too much of my time and effort
all
and anxiety
is,
away.
Okay, when was the last time you went for a walk? Like. Other than to get to a place, like
two
just
weeks
a walk,
ago?
Or to get Siggy's
two
and
weeks
beer.
Ago, he knows.
Two
he
weeks,
knows exactly
two weeks ago.
That's we've been doing it. Like,
oh,
we've
you
been
got,
walking
oh,
lately,
man. Look at you getting
good
active,
for you, man.
Bro.
We walked like 4 miles one day or something.
Wow.
It was crazy.
4 miles you walked, yeah. Dude.
That's what cars are
took
for.
4 hours.
Yeah, very much. But no, it was. I mean, we do days out where we go for walks and shit. That's what we do. Anyway,
so
you know,
healthy.
You know what I think it is time for before everybody does riot on the internet? It's
do
time
it.
For
it.
Clips.
You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. Clips. You know we got them, baby. Clips.
All right. So, Clips is the time of the show where we take a look at everything crazy I've found on the internet throughout the week. These are not only new but older clips. This week I've got a few gems for you all, and I'm trying to figure out where to start. You guys ever heard of Puchinsky?
Puchinsky?
Yeah.
God, hit us with
no,
it.
But I'm already interested.
All right, so Puchinsky was a 90s pilot. You guys familiar with Peter Boyle?
Yeah.
Okay. Peter Boyle, in this pilot, is a man that gets killed, and he's a cop, I believe, and he comes back as a cop dog. And he's a bulldog. This is a pilot.
Of course.
This is a pilot that was made that never got picked up. I'm gonna play the trailer for it, but I actually,
yeah.
But I wanna take a look at the full pilot in a minute and kind of
give me the Puchinsky.
Yeah, here's some Puchinsky. Here we go. It's gonna blow your brains.
Peter Boyle is a tough, ill-mannered cop who is run down in the line of duty.
Ow!
Literally.
But that's not the end of his story. No, no. He's reincarnated.
Ha! Surprise!
As a streetwise bulldog in Puchinsky.
What are you doing now? Well, first I'm going to try licking myself, and then I'm going to catch my killer.
Do you see how
that looks like comedy
gold. I like how he's prioritized it.
Yeah, good. Right?
You guys all see how bad that fucking animatronic puppet thing they've got. It's
horrible.
Fucking
not
terrible.
Sure
fantastic.
It.
I liked it.
And obviously this is not, this is like some show obviously like reporting on it, doing the things. It's not the real trailer, but you get the point.
The talking dog teams up with his astonished former partner to put the bite on crime.
Oh,
it's touching.
Look at me. I've become a dog. It's all sinking in now.
It's poignant.
But it's life.
Very
it's precious life.
It's unforgettable.
You're a dog. I'm a cop.
This is ridiculous.
Is this for real?
Oh, fuck it.
Yeah. Oh, for real? Really this happened. Is how for real it is.
It's real.
This is, okay.
Wow. So you got a whole pilot?
Here's the full pilot. We'll watch some of the, Puchinsky. We'll watch the intro, and then we'll maybe skip through it a little bit just to kind of see how ridiculous it is. Check it out.
So they actually made, this like, was like paid money to make this.
Yeah.
This is 1990.
This is real.
Interrogate another Inch Patella robbery victim.
Yeah.
Who who's this?
That sexy saxophone.
I'm Casey.
Amy Yazbek's in this shit? Wasn't she from, like,
anyone
Baywatch?
You got a real
she was in that. Think, wait.
All the time, Kuczynski.
Gorilla, my long-lost role.
I read all about you.
I'm digging
on
this.
The bathroom wall.
It's very Law and Order, like.
Yeah, digging this theme song.
As Kuczynski.
See, male, Caucasian, medium size and build, any distinctive features, sir?
Yeah, you got a gun in my ribs. 25 minutes it took you to get here. What kept you, a long line at Mr. Donuts?
Oh,
snap.
Oh, cop joke.
90s cop joke.
90s cop joke.
Yeah.
Totally serious.
Let's wrap this up, huh? I can't
listen to this.
This
is before Peter Boyle
anymore.
Dies, obviously, and becomes a dog.
You know, Kuczynski, I've been covering you for a month, and I'm sick of it.
Only a month?
He kind of looked like Ralph
seems
Macchio.
Like an eternity.
He did, right?
Oh, he's off Raymond.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
The brother?
He's
the
dad.
Muppet brother?
He's the dad on
he
Raymond.
He was motherfucking Frankenstein in Young Frankenstein.
All right, so obviously there's something.
Riff raff.
Some riff raff. Digging through the trash.
Okay, 90s kids. Oh, shit, he's got a blade.
He's got a knife like you.
Yeah, he's got a blade. You got a fucking.
Can I see
whether
your
or not this gun is loaded?
Give me that.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Crazy. Come on!
Oh, he's a crazy guy.
Everybody
cop.
Loves Raymond.
And his daddy.
And his daddy, too.
So he just pulled out a gun. It's on some kids, by the way, while he was eating a hot dog. That's
no, he's threatening
a
dog.
And here comes Kuczynski?
Is that Kuczynski? Or no, that's maybe what...
He turns into Kuczynski, so we've got to see how this develops.
It's like, Freaky Friday with a dog.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, he's got peanut butter.
Lindsay Doghand.
Wait, that's the hot dog.
Here, you hungry. I bet you're hungry, huh? Right here. Oh, wait a minute.
What an asshole.
Yeah, get down on this dog.
Come on, he paid for it.
Yeah. Oh, he's feeding the dog a hot dog.
Is that what he's actually doing? Or
really?
Is he giving the dog his hot dog?
Probably.
All right, so we've established, okay, he's buddies with the dog before it happens.
Get to where he dies.
Yeah, come on.
That is Ralph Macchio. That is the guy.
Is it? No. Is it?
I don't think it was Ralph.
Bro,
okay.
It's a maybe close it. Fucking fit.
Does the dog talk?
This is 1990.
Yeah, yeah, the dog talks.
Macchio
the dog
is still
talks.
Young.
I'll bet my left nut.
Here we go. This looks like maybe the... Okay,
this is the
after
procession?
The... Yeah, the dude dies, and now the... Looks like there's dog...
That short memory. It's your partner. Kuczynski.
That was his name?
Of course. His name was Kuczynski.
Yeah.
Surprise!
Come on.
This can't be real.
That's awesome.
That is an awesome logo.
And so
too.
This didn't get picked up, guys. So.
No, it did not.
I'm going over the edge.
And that's.
You're not just, real.
You want proof?
This was just ahead of its time, man.
309. You've got a card in your wallet that tells you how much to tip. Last Friday, you said the sports coat I was wearing looked like the tablecloth in an Italian restaurant. What do I got to do to convince you? Everybody. Love somebody sometimes.
Mushrooms sings. Or gel tops.
Everybody falls in love somehow.
Right.
Kuczynski.
It's
mushrooms.
You, Kuczynski.
It's pretty unbelievable, though, is it not? Like, we all need to get extremely baked and watch
I
this
do.
At some point.
It's a 30-minute show?
Yeah.
Hey, can I just throw in? I did get really high and watch Wang Wang a couple times.
Did you? Wang Wang was
shit.
Something
Wang Wang's like a Bond ripoff that we did a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Awesome,
yeah.
He's from the Philippines and did a bunch of awesome Bond remakes.
I'll show him. I can show him Wang Wang. Was
but
that
was,
last
it
week
It was
or the
pretty
week
fantastic.
Week before?
Wang Fly was a good one.
Yeah,
I just see Trashy Humpers.
Oh yeah, trash. Okay, we'll get there. We'll do that next.
No, next.
I don't mean to be Hawkeyes, but I think I saw Trashy Humpers.
I'm sure it's true.
You're gonna get there. This is Wang Wang, though, by the way. We did this a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
In case you didn't know, Wang Wang is Agent 00.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look how much ass he kicks.
This is way more believable.
Oh, I love it. He's fucking shit up.
So apparently, Wang Wang's is like this huge Filipino star that was done by the Filipino movie market to sort of like say fuck you to like the big blockbusters that were doing the James Bonds at the time. We're going to do our own and we're going to do it with
it's
fucking weird looking midget. And
it's really fun. It's actually fun to watch.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
It's
and
a good
so
review.
Good.
It's so awesome. And so awesome. No, we're definitely going to do a Wang Wang night.
Wang Wang marathon.
Well, you know what? We have to do a House of Cosby's night too.
Oh, dude. Fucking House of Cosby's.
House
awesome.
Cosby's.
So that's the guy that does Rick and Morty. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Oh, no shit.
Yeah. Yep. The guy Justin.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
The same guy?
You can see that it's the humors there.
That makes sense.
God, it's so good.
It should be back sometimes.
I have those. I downloaded those. Now that everything has happened with Bill Cosby.
It's so hilarious.
His lawyer just sent something to them like back in the whatever, 2000.
They gave him shit about it?
Well, they had to stop it. And then the last episode is like Bill Cosby, like someone. It's just really obscene. They're really pissed off. But it was such an amazing cartoon. And it was underground. Like
you gotta find it. House of Cosby's. It's so worth it.
Dude, Christy, you seem to keep gravitating towards this Trash Humpers thing.
Let's do it.
I mean, I don't know how that just jumped out of the screen at me. But
Trash Humpers is apparently a movie that was conceived years ago by this director who's now like got some critical acclaim. Like this is considered to be kind of like
trashy
good in a way. Like it won awards and stuff. Like this movie,
trashy awards.
Yeah. Trashy? I can't really describe
Holy
it.
Holy shit! It's a Harmony Korine movie.
It's a Harmony Korine movie.
He did like Spring Breakers.
Thank you. Okay.
Oh, that was a badass movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Gumbo.
So this is
Spring Breakers.
Gumbo, I think he did.
Spring Break.
This is what he did. This is what he did before that, which kind of got him to that. If that makes sense.
Trash Humpers looks
so goddamn awful that I can't believe that it's the same person. Yeah, here's the trailer. Here's the trailer for it. Check it out.
Oh my god!
Oh, they're humping that trash.
Everything I expected.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Just any old car.
I found some trash.
What? Wow. They're making trash to hump now.
Great. Wow.
Whoa, hey.
What is that?
What is that? Is it a doll?
What people don't understand is that we choose to live like free people.
Yeah.
That's three. That's three frees.
Look at that free.
That's
my
so much free.
Wow. Garbage night. This is amazing.
We got to look into this.
Yeah. So this was made in the
Trash Humpers.
It's confusing. It's nightmare. It's not.
But this is a legit movie. This got picked up. Like
yeah,
this is
it's
just
a movie.
Trying,
confusing.
Yeah.
I know what's going on here.
I'm watching this tonight.
Pretty good.
You're gonna see what's going on.
I can't wait
on
to get home and watch this.
Sweet
Trash Humpers.
Is it on Netflix?
Nah, I don't think so.
Hulu.
It's got, it's got one star on Netflix.
Amazon Prime.
TrashHumpers.com. If you, I guess, want to look more up about it,
TrashHumpers.com.
What do you make of that? What's the first impression when you see something like that?
It's perfectly like
dumpster dick.
It's yeah, there you go. It's just like dumpster it's dick. It's like Jackass shit. It's just fucking weird.
Yeah. Well, no,
shocking all value.
Yeah, more weird value than Jackass.
Is that all it is though? I mean, it's I don't.
You have to watch it.
It looked like a bunch of dudes in like old people suits, like old
you'll
people
know
prosthetics.
10 minutes. Ten minutes through that film, you know if you're gonna watch this.
Yes,
true. Okay, so then upon my internet travels this week, I discovered we've all heard of this. I guess this horrible movement is the only way to really describe it. Known as the alt-right.
Oh. God, you mean the fucking?
You mean the re-revolutionized Nazi party?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So, there's this whole thing. I found this article about how
Hitler
this,
raves.
What
are
in
you
the
serious?
Fuck is that?
That this there's a certain brand of electronic music being made right now that is being adopted by neo-Nazis and all these alt-right guys. Okay.
Yikes.
It's and wait for this. It's called what is it? It's
cyber Nazis.
No. It's it's fash synth or something. It's fash wave. The new
fash
type of instrumental,
wave.
Largely music called
what
fash wave.
That's a thing.
You know, we live in a world where a fucking White Shark concert burns down and all these like people die. Like, are you kidding me? This is like hate filled. Can you
totally
imagine that shit?
It's emerged as the de facto soundtrack to a new era of white nationalism. A Wincom Poor Man's Who of a fascist in synthwave and nostalgic style of electronic music set to the frenetic pitch of video games and 1980s action figures.
Like chiptune shit?
So a lot of it's like that. I pulled a couple of the tunes and I'm like, God damn it, this is kind of cool. I like
not as cool as Shaft.
Whatever. We know you got the whole Discog off of fucking.
So this is Fashwave.
Some Fashwave. This is Cyber Nazi.
Cyber Nazi. It sounds like Kavinsky or some shit.
Yeah.
I mean, you can compare it to a lot of things, but.
Yeah.
Kind of
sounds like
80s. Yeah, it's totally. Yeah, it's totally 80s. Look at the imagery, it's all scary and fucking.
It's pretty horrible.
So far, so good.
It's
really bad.
It's actually bad. Yeah, it's bad.
Don't hate. Tell them that.
Yeah, that's what,
yeah,
that's
right?
What makes it perfect.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's got some Stranger Things vibe.
Is there vocals to it? No, none of it. Why is this?
There's no vocals.
Yeah. That's why it's such a phenomenon.
Well,
it's because
pisses me off
it's,
more.
And it's also
yeah, because I want to
hear.
It's also
hear
pissing off.
Else.
It's
so
also
I could
pissing
be
off a
jamming
lot of
the shit in my car and then
and not
some
know
Nazi
that
dude
it's
comes up like, "Oh, you're into Cyber Nazis, yeah."
Be like, damn it.
And also there's a lot of artists that make this style of music that are just really angry right now because they're being like looped into it just because they sound similar. They have none of the ideals, none of the beliefs, so it's a very controversial thing. Here's another track. This is Uxurious called it's Hail Victory. This is a different artist. Hail Victory. Could be anything though. You can hear this in anything anywhere.
Yeah, it's very generic electronic dance music.
So basically
and this is out of America.
We
right?
will have so much winning if I
Yeah, I think
that.
Most
I hear
of
Donald
this
Trump. I heard him. Donald
yeah.
Trump.
Yeah. This has got some
I hear Trump.
This has got cuts in it. Too,
any fucking
know?
Song that samples this ass clown is just get it out.
I'm
of here.
Really glad I'm not wearing the hat right
I'm
now.
It.
Wear it, girl.
Make fascism great again. Goddamn.
A bunch of people
groovy.
With fucking glow sticks and swastikas.
Hey, turn up a little.
That's so crazy.
Hey.
Can't help but jam
I'm
a little.
I'm joining the movement. Like, I'm doing like, it. I got it. They got
Uh-oh,
me.
Uh-oh, they got Zach. They got him.
Let me get that hat. Hey.
Oh,
no.
There's electrical tape holding this hat together.
I know. Somebody. That's how I got
Why?
It. They wanted to make that hat great again.
They were like, this hat is my size and only my size.
The human in the chat room actually just made a really good point.
The
He's
human?
Like, the human. Human.
Oh, that's his actual name. What's up, human? Hey, open up the phone lines. Let human call in.
Oh, yeah. If anybody does want to call in, you
human.
Can do so at
321. 3320186.
You calling?
Six.
Or you can just Skype on in over at Ono Radio Show. But yeah, the phone lines are open. But no, he says, okay, I wonder. What it means is all these alpha male misogynist guys are listening to music that sounds like the soundtrack of a gay bar. And he's absolutely fucking
That's
right.
That's so fucking true.
It's so
you know
fucking
what?
Right.
It's pretty on point.
Yeah. No, Hugh nailed it. Hugh nailed it. But I just thought it was worth bringing up just because it was so bizarre. Like,
right,
this is like a
right.
new thing. Like, here we are, Fashwave, you know, in 2016.
Fuck that shit.
All right. We got a couple more clips here. Do you guys want to hear
Goat and Your Mom? Have you guys ever looked up Goat and Your Mom?
No, we're not doing that tonight. Because what we're gonna
Goat
do?
Goat and Your Mom. Save that.
No,
for
you
later.
Guys will have to save that for another
yeah,
night.
Yeah, we'll
it's pretty
look that up for next week.
we're gonna take a look at this guy who is basically he's recording himself talking in his sleep. He's done an intro for it.
I like that name.
But he. For a long time, this dude has been essentially just talking in his sleep, and he decided to put a microphone in the room and record it. So yeah, he put a whole video together. I'm fast forwarding to like where he actually starts and past the intro. But here you go.
Irish, not Welsh. That's where all my farts go. But. Fuck. I'm doing it hard. I was like, ew, I'm with you. Guess dad looked at us. Good luck, yes.
because you act like a boogie. Because you're fuzzy. Because it's in. Right on the line. Right on the line.
I could. I know at times I've done that too. No, I do this thing at night where I wake up and I go, I just, it's one thing. It's, I just go, and I know I do it a lot. You ever never have that?
I've never done that. That's odd. Why are you doing that? You're gasping for air?
You need to go talk to a doctor.
Yeah, that's
that's fine. Be doing that. It's fine. Do you, any of you ever talk in your sleep? Do you know if you've ever talked in your sleep?
I know I have.
I've talked in my sleep before.
My girl would have had to told me by now.
My girlfriend talks in her sleep a lot, actually. I'll like hear her talk, and I think she's talking to me, and then it's a weird thing where I like wake her up. Like, were you talking to me?
I feel like it happens to everybody at one time.
Every now and then. Yeah.
Like, my dad had this whole thing. He freaked my mom out. Like Mrs. Beckett, like 96.
Yeah,
he wakes up in the middle of the night, seemingly, but yeah, like still terrorists asleep.
And shit.
He's just like, "There's a bird in the bush. There's a bird in the bush. There's a bird in the bush."
Wow.
Hey like, man. With his eyes hey.
Open? Yeah. Apparently, he was just like screaming it across.
When the room. There's a bird in the bush, you get up, dude. You handle that situation.
You get that fucking bird.
Get that fucking bird. Fly him off.
Fucking bird.
Hey, bird, get out of this bush.
Yeah. My dad actually used to yell in his sleep, like have like these weird night terrors and shit. And it came on recently, like later in his life. But I'd be like staying at my parents' house and I would hear him like yell in the middle of the night. It sounds like a fucking ghost in your house.
It's so bizarre.
Like Jacob Marley's coming down the hallway.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Yeah, that's
what that was.
Honey. Everywhere you leave it. Strength. Warrior strength. Yeah. Once a brown hand a penny. Hand a penny spoonful. Brown a penny two a penny. Copper getting rolls.
Wow. Actually,
he recorded himself like sleeping.
Kegel. Yeah. He just threw a mic up and next to his bed and, you know, had it do its thing. Yeah.
I think it's funny how much of it is just fucking gibberish, you know? Like there's no
but there's
only
like but a quarter of it fluent. Makes little sense. Like yeah, you can kind of make sense out of little fragments little
bits,
of it. Yeah.
Little bits and pieces. Are you guys taking off?
Take it easy, guys.
Everybody.
Hey, yeah, thank you. Yeah. Berto. Hey man.
Make sure to check out Berto and our showcase that we did last episode. Thank you guys for joining us. Christy, it's been a pleasure. Roberto,
nice
we'll see you
guys.
Soon.
Thanks for the charger.
Hey.
Anytime, guys.
Have a good night, guys.
All right, so what you got next for clips, sir?
It's unfortunate they're not sticking around because...
You had a gem?
I had a gem. It was going to finish up clips. Really nice. Really, really nice. Really, really nice. But that's fine. Let's
go. Finish
people
got to
do
now.
What they got to do.
They got to go. They...
Guys, I want. I'm not a huge fan of these mashups.
Nah.
Oh boy.
But when they stand out as being like,
you jam up on that.
Well, when it's just so good that a song is just like they fit so well.
Yeah, like the timing and the pace and all that.
You guys
like
get impressed with that a little bit, right?
I kind of do because I think it's hard to hear that and to know how that's gonna work. You know?
Know how exactly. So this one. Even though I'm not a huge fan of either one of the songs.
I'm not really excited about this yet.
Ace of Base?
Even though it's Ace of Base mixed with Sum 41.
What?
All right?
What the
Just hear me out.
I got a new life. You would hardly recognize me. I'm so dumb. How can a
person
like
me
care for you? Why do I bother
when you're not hey, I dig it, dude.
It's enough, enough.
Fuck yeah, it's like a fucking punk rock fucking
song.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. It's enough to love. I'm sorry.
come on. Oh,
that's
come
a
on.
Good
I'm not
mashup,
wrong,
dude.
Am I? Like, this is a
hey,
good mesh.
Rad, dude.
It's weird enough to work. That's what's crazy yeah. about it.
And hey.
And props to the guy that yeah, took man. Those two songs.
That had
like
the gumption to put yeah. them together.
Yeah.
And it opened up my eyes. I saw the sun.
And that guitar, the guitar riff really jams with it too.
Oh yeah. So, when I play guitar, Sum 41. That was my first song I learned on the guitar.
That was probably their first song they learned on the guitar.
It made a fucking huge like hit, you know.
Yeah,
hit
probably
out
just
of
like
it.
Out of nowhere. Good deal,
so,
Owen.
So anyway, that was Clips.
We wanted them. We got them.
Some there was some other shit in there.
Yeah, well.
There was Clips.
That was, you know, that thing that we called
Clips.
You guys suck. Oh No Radio Show is way cooler.
Yes, Ross, you're right.
Thanks. Yeah, you're right. Anyway, we do have to kind of get into some of the stuff that we've been ignoring over the past couple weeks.
What have we been ignoring?
We have not had a puke count, Ty.
Talk to us, bro. What's happening this week?
Well, in all honesty, there was one pukey day.
Okay.
Did happen. All right. And I've been pretty controlled on my puke count.
Good.
This is good news.
It's still like that day was probably a good like nine or ten or
that's a big one, Tom.
Now you never told me this. Tom told me this.
He didn't tell you nothing.
But one of the things he told me is that one of the reasons that you couldn't maybe make it up with us and hang out on last Saturday
you were getting the puke count
was that
no, it wasn't. He was getting
that tang count up.
And guess what? I've given him a pass from one brother to another. It's okay, man.
Yeah,
Well, of course it is. But no, I didn't get laid. Unfortunately.
Oh, Ty!
He fucking lies, dude.
He lies.
He's never admitted to getting laid on the show.
He doesn't kiss but
no,
no,
Ty
gets
does.
Laid.
That is
true.
No,
Ty gets laid.
Yeah, it does happen.
But he never admits to it ever on the show.
Doesn't.
He's never said he got laid once on the show.
He's a gentleman.
He's a fucking liar.
I try to be somewhat gentlemanlike, but.
Yeah, he holds back the poof of purchase a lot.
Damn it, I love that so much. That's a segment.
Perfect.
I'll tell you when I get laid.
The poof
of purchase.
With purpose.
Poof of purpose.
Oh, my God.
That's the name of the show, Poof of Purchase. I'm sorry. That's
oh, wow. That's been lingering around for a while. Yeah. Let's just bring it out. Yeah. Bring it out.
But she, I will say I've had a crush on this girl forever. I highly doubt she'll listen, so it's okay. But so
even if she does,
even if she does, I don't care. It
declare
doesn't matter
your love to
me.
Her right
hey,
now.
What's up, Elisa? Yo, you want to go?
Oh, Elisa! Elisa sounds hot. Right.
That's a sexy name.
That is a sexy name.
Alicia?
No,
Elisa. Elisa is more sexy.
That's
than
even
Alicia.
Better. It got rid of that IA.
Yeah, no,
she is lovely. She's got a lovely dude friend in New York. What have you?
Right.
We got a little cuddly. We had a good night. So part of why I missed it, she was still sleeping at my house when all that was going
on. Yeah, Ty was like, hey, you still at the house? And the text message, I'm like, yeah, we're still here. He's like, cool, trying to get there. Just got a girl in my bed. I was like, hey, that's a pass. That's fine.
You know, we were up till good.
You guys were party hard.
Well, no, I'm sorry to bring it up, but I figured,
no,
you know.
I don't mind.
I, hey, what better place than this, right?
I'll let you know. Let
me know.
So a few pukes and a cuddle.
Hey, that's a nice one.
The cuddle count. We'll start getting
the
cuddle
count.
It's a good cuddle.
You'll never know
if there's sex or not, but there will be cuddles.
Hey,
yeah,
cuddles
yeah,
will tell
yeah.
You.
We're not worried about the sex. We know Ty gets laid.
Hey, man, sometimes the cuddle over the clothes stuff's good.
You know?
I like a good cuddle.
Oh, I like a good heavy petting over the top of the clothes. Oh, yeah.
I bet Owen was the grind king in high school.
Oh, grind.
Were you a grinder?
All the grinds. Oh, all
man.
The grinds.
I bet you had like rub burns on your jeans.
Ah, dude, I had some fucking...
they were like, man, nobody grinds like Butler grinds.
I had some chafing going on is what I had.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Get a little gold bond.
But grinding, but like dry hump was just a weird thing, man. It was just the taste test to the real deal. To the skin.
Taste test is not words that I would use in that, but that's fine.
Nothing was tasted.
A sampling. Yeah, that's true. Nothing was really
tasted.
Yeah. It was felt.
Yeah. Do you?
I was grinding my Jenkos. It was pretty sweet.
Yeah, man.
Yep. We went to those rave parties where I had the, like, you just rub up on pants.
Chicks. Yeah.
I could get a chick.
Does anyone
in one
still
of my
own
things.
A pair of Jenkos? Do you guys still?
I wish.
Yeah, me too. I had a few pairs.
I had a whole collection.
Actually, as my house was burning, I stood up crying, knowing that my Jenkos would never be worn.
Not my Jenkos. I think that's the fucking name of the show. It's
not my Jenkos. Yeah, but there's so many title names.
Many exclamation points. Impossible.
Do you guys get this stupid riddle that everything was going around on Facebook with the llama? And did you get this chain letter thing that was going
all
over Facebook?
It's spam, and when you clicked on it, you've been infiltrated.
Yeah. Oh, I got it straight away, but I'll give it to you.
Send me no spam.
No. I'm going to read it, and we'll just see here.
Fucking riddles.
They're terrible. So the way the post reads, I'm sure a bunch of our listeners have seen it seen it go around. It's, I just changed my profile picture to a llama because I lost the challenge. Solve this riddle. If you're wrong, you're committing to putting a picture of a llama as your profile picture for the whole day. Answer me in a PM so that others do not see the answer and can participate. So here's the question. This is the riddle.
This is the riddle. Okay.
It's 3 in the morning. You're sleeping and you hear the doorbell. It's your parents who show up for a surprise visit for breakfast. You've got the strawberry jam, the honey, the bread, and the cheese. What do you open first?
This is a riddle.
It's a riddle.
You don't open any of them because nobody eats breakfast at 3 a.m.
Well, that's a very valid point that 3 a.m. is a ridiculous time for this to be.
So it's not a trick question.
It is a trick question.
It's a riddle. Isn't every riddle sort of a trick question?
Basically, yeah. But okay, so they're at 3 a.m. You're making breakfast for them.
It's
what do you have again?
It is 3 in the morning. You're sleeping and you hear the doorbell. It's your parents who show up for a surprise visit to breakfast. You've got strawberry jam, honey, bread, and cheese. What do you open first?
The door.
That's okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Dude, that's exactly what you open.
Chat room.
That's what everyone says.
Well, that's the cheeky response.
That's
what everyone initially goes like, oh, well, I'm smarter it's the door. But it's
But you have
not.
To pick one of the options.
There's something. No one ever said that.
Okay.
What
jam?
Do you open first?
The door jam?
Your eyes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, that was
someone
fucking,
got it.
What a cheeky fucking
I would have said
answer.
Cheese.
Smartest person of the three.
I don't need to open my eyes just every, to get
the
to
doors,
the cheese.
No, if he didn't say door, it wouldn't have led me to that.
Yeah.
Like,
and waking up at 3
but that's,
in the morning.
But that's part of the psychology behind it, too, is that, I think you're supposed to, in your head, you're like, oh, I've got this. It's the door. You open the door. But no, you open the eyes if you're sleeping.
That's
and
the
then,
very
blah,
first
blah, blah.
Thing you would technically open.
It's dumb.
And that went around Facebook.
So, now the owner of Radio Show has to put a fucking llama up on their Facebook?
No, because I got it right. I got it right on my
that.
No,
ain't,
no.
We ain't rolling with that.
No, I ain't rolling with that.
We'll brand a llama with the Ono logo in his
we'll
forehead.
We'll singe him with a hot
iron. And then we'll put that
out.
Yeah.
All right. What do you think about getting out of here? Because I'm getting kind of tired.
It's been a long
night,
bro.
It's time. Great showcase.
It was a good show. Yeah. Good show. Great showcase. Great little show.
I feel like we will do one quick story before we get out of here.
Story time.
I think me and Berto are going to be friends, man. We're going to
Yeah, I could feel you guys connecting.
Yeah, you guys were clicking.
As you
like,
fucking talked.
Yeah,
during
talk,
the whole
talking
time
during
we
the fucking
show.
We weren't talking about anything.
Exactly. Ty and Berto.
Nothing at
Look
all.
For Witcher and Berto.
They're
going to
start their own
next
podcast.
Their podcast is going to be after Ono Wrestling on Tuesday nights.
So
Twitch and Berto.
I want you guys, I'm putting some background music on this because I think it needs a bit of a highlight for the week.
Give it to us.
Since we're not doing verses or anything like that, I'm going to give you this.
Is Badass the Week?
And, no. This right now is a new Russian reality TV show. That is being pitched, okay? This thing is happening.
It's happening.
This thing is actually happening. Listen to the details.
Go.
First off, it's going to be set in Siberia.
Wow. The harshest, Siberia is awful.
Pretty much one of the harshest climates on planet Earth. Correct?
Of death.
Correct?
Siberia.
So, the whole gimmick of the show, it's going to be a brutal Russian reality TV show that allows fighting, murder, and rape.
No.
We'll see contestants armed with knives and dumped into the Siberian wilderness to battle bears, wolves, and freezing temperatures.
But not themselves?
It's the Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games style contest will see 30 participants, half of them women, half of them men, ditched in the wild for a 9-month survival test in temperatures sinking to minus 40 degrees Celsius or lower. Contestants from different countries seeking a 1.3 basically a $2.2 million
prize
will be issued.
After taxes,
they will be issued knives, but not guns.
What?
And expected to hunt and fish for food to stay alive.
Sign me up, dude.
The shocking rules say everything is allowed. Fighting, alcohol, murder, rape, smoking, anything.
Hey, dude.
I don't know why
they put anything at the end is
anything.
Oh,
there.
Even
they're
a polar bear
making murder legal.
Well,
I'm down.
They're all up there. There's polar bears in this region. It's
huskies.
Russian millionaire here, Yevgeny Bertovsky.
Nailed it,
bro.
Wow, dude, I know the guy.
35 years old, is the brains behind the extreme contest, but says the show won't take responsibility for what happens to the contestants. We will refuse any claim of participants, even if they were killed or raped, he said. We will have nothing to do with this. This will be spelt out in a document to be signed by the participant before the start of the show.
Oh, cool. They got that all legally covered.
So,
you initialed here. It said you could be raped by a bear.
While the show's own rules are anything goes, Russian criminal
Vladimir
laws...
Is Putin in it?
Russian criminal laws will still apply if contestants do end up serving them.
He hunts the contestants.
Would be a better show.
Putin, with his bear Putin's chest. In it. Yeah. Putin on a bear.
He rides a bear. He rides a bear in the show to kill the contestants.
Contestants are told if there is proof of criminality, the police will come and take you away.
What? Then they shouldn't say murder and rape's all ready.
Yeah, then I would omit the murder rape part.
You still get in trouble.
Wait, hold on.
The participants who must be...
You can't do it?
Well, they're saying they'll let them do it on the show.
But they still have legal action?
Yeah.
Like...
Listen to how this
that ruins it.
No, I'm not feeling this.
Listen to how this is being set up. The participants, who must be 18 and mentally sane, are expected to fork over 132,000 pounds to take part. So they have to. This is what's crazy. The prize money.
They're gambling.
They're gambling.
They're all throwing.
They're all throwing in together.
That
makes buckload sense. Of money, and that's why they're saying like with the murder like whole like how crazy it could possibly get.
You,
they've got their money in it, and how like, how cutthroat
only,
they could possibly be.
Yeah, I throw 132,000 in, dude. I'm killing everybody I see, and I'll probably rape a couple hot chicks.
Although some will be selected.
Let's just be real about it.
Yeah, you're right though.
Money
talks.
I signed up on it.
And although some will be selected in an online poll and enter for free, the free guys
saying that.
Yeah, but the free guys.
That's on
Zach,
record, Zach.
Zach
no,
though.
It's a fucking joke. But fuck all y'all.
Of course,
I'm
it's
my
a joke.
High horse.
The free I'm guys, though, you're going after the free guys first.
My horse
right?
is high, really.
What do you mean? So am I going after the what?
You're going after the free guys, the guys that get in for free online, not the guys that go and spent their money. No, you're going after the free guys.
Yeah, you
got to
pick
out
them
first,
all
right?
First.
You pick off the
Actually, you pick off the strongest one first.
I want to do this, dude. I want to do this.
Here's what's crazy.
We should sponsor Zach.
Yeah. Hey.
I wish I had 200,000.
No,
listen,
we need your donations
more than ever now.
We need 50 grand from all our listeners, and we'll have it.
You listen, fuck my house. Fuck it being on fire.
We'll
I want the money. I'm going to give some money to Zach.
Hey, which brings me back to something. We do.
Now, can we finish
okay.
just real quick here?
Finish this.
There will be no film crew.
What?
The whole area will be dotted with cameras, and each participant will be carrying a portable camera with a 7-hour life rechargeable battery. The survival contest will be screened online 24/7 using footage from 2,000 2,000 fixed cameras on a 2,225-acre slice of Chega. With translations into English, French, German, Spanish, Chinese, and Arabic. So the whole idea is that there's 2,000 cameras out in the wild, and they're throwing 30 people out there and saying who can last the longest.
225 acres, and it's how many contestants?
I think it's 30 is what it said.
30? How big is, like, I'm trying to envision that. Yeah, 30. That's like,
I mean, that's a lot of people, they'll thin out real fast.
I don't know. You know, I'm trying to like.
It's probably all fake too. I mean, but that's cool. It's, they're pumping it like crazy. It's cool.
It could be fucking badass. I will watch that shit.
Yeah, I'll watch that shit.
It's called Game to Winter.
Yeah.
Wow, what a great name, guys.
That's
it. They were like, okay, they like sat in a room for 5 minutes and came up with that fucking name.
I don't know. I thought it was badass. I thought the listeners would enjoy hearing about it.
I enjoyed it. I'm going to be training to go kill people in Siberia.
All right, Owen. So we mentioned on the last show, I challenge the listeners.
Yeah, well, let's talk about this mustache challenge.
Yeah, anyone that wants
Swervy's
to compete.
Swervy's been, he got a little cookie duster on his photos.
Yeah, yeah, so.
Makes him look like more of a pedophile.
I've challenged anyone out there to a mustache competition, and we haven't really laid down the rules or the states.
Yeah, we have not.
But Swervy, Owen even shaved off his
Owen might even be a participant. We'll see. But Swervy Jones from the Swervy Jones Show.
I feel like he's challenged you.
He's called you out, Zach.
And I've responded. I'm up for the challenge. We just have to lay out the stakes. Owen, you said you would take the honors.
I completely forgot that I said that. And I do not have those stakes and those rules set up currently. But I think we can have a talk about what we could possibly make part of this.
But what are the criteria for the best mustache?
I mean, that's the thing. You could get real technical.
I think we have a panel for those not involved. We have a panel of five judges. Judges will judge upon thickness, length.
Can we have Swervy in studio to do this though? I'd like if I feel the judges need to touch the mustache, need to run their fingers through it.
I feel the
bristliness.
Everybody
of it.
In the mustache challenge,
when the contest is. I would like
judged.
To snip little hairs off of the mustaches and put them under a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
I agree with all that. I say that we do that, but I want this to be a serious mustache challenge. So I want it to I'm saying 2 months we do that.
So 2 months is the grow period.
If Swervy's up for that, I'm down. 2 months, months.
No, that's what you're challenging. It's not what Swervy's up to. This is what you're challenging.
You're
Zach
calling
Mills.
Him out on this fucking show.
No, don't get in some fucking wrestling promo, dude. We're not going to get that intense with it.
Owen
taking the Ono wrestling.
2 months, Swervy. 2 months from this day. So what is day? The 15th.
15th all day.
Okay, so February 15th?
Yes.
Call it February 15th.
The day after Valentine's Day.
The closest show to February the 15th will be Judgment Day.
And it's where
and do we
want to
know what day that is?
So what are the stakes?
February 16th.
So
February
16th. We do have to lay out the stakes. So,
the day after.
I don't want to put money up, dude. Like, what do we want to do? I would put money up. I'm going
to
win.
I got an even better one. Loser has to shave it down to a Hitler stash.
I'm not doing that. No.
Loser has to shave it down to a Charlie Chaplin stash.
Which is the Hitler stash. I don't know.
Because it's just you and Swervy, I think we can do something different. And what I will say.
No, I have the perfect
stakes. I got it.
All right.
Okay. Swervy's the host of his show. Jones. I'm not the host of Ono, but I'm still throwing this out there. If you're serious about this, Swervy, and the Swervy Jones show, we will. If I grow a better mustache than you by February 15th, then you, Ono, and your show will go out to the bar, and then the bar tabs on whoever loses.
Yeah,
so you buy drinks for all of Ono if I win. If I lose, I buy drinks for you and Trey.
I like it.
Yeah, I like the stakes, kind of.
I like it. I think that's good. I also think that I think that more people can enter this competition, but it's better if it is podcasters if they want to enter.
Okay, yeah, because, and any other podcaster, yeah.
Because here's what I was.
Oh, so it's more than here's just what I was going to
present. Here's what I was going to present is that yes, they can hop in as well. Then they have to hop in the middle of it. They don't get another week if they hop in a week
it's
late.
February 15th.
That's
the
day.
Is the day.
Right. That's when you get your deadline. But what I was going to say is that if, say, Oh No wins with Team Zach, then for a month, Swervy Jones Show has to run an Oh No Radio Show ad before their fine. Show.
Ooh,
and then if we
like
lose, we have to run a Swervy Jones Show before our show.
If you like my idea, I like yours. I say they choose.
Hey,
whoever the loser is, we have to shave off the winner's mustache and encapsulize it, and it has to hang in their studio for a year.
All these things are good.
For life. Let's up the stakes.
Yeah, for life.
If Zach wins, we shave that mustache and we encapsulate it somehow, and that hangs in the Swervy.
They have to show proof.
They have to.
If Zach wins, we steal the mustache.
From Swervy?
We get Swervy's
mustache.
And we hang Swervy's mustache in this mustache.
Yeah, you have been duly noted, Swervy.
That's it.
We're taking your mustache.
Loser has to go to the other person's show and present their mustache.
And present the mustache.
Oh, this is getting too much. I'm not
come
driving
on,
out
why
the way.
Not?
I'm not driving
I know
Swervy's
out there.
Where
but
the
come on.
Fuck they do their show. We're Orlando, bro.
I want some fucking. I want taps being
going
played
to fucking
and that's going
bumfuck
on.
Egypt, dude. Get out of here.
So just called him out.
On that note, I think it is time that we end this episode of the show.
It's been a hell of a night.
It's been a hell of a night. I think we put together one of our world-class Oh No Media productions.
Oh, always.
And let's say farewell to, I think, this will be the last showcase. I think it's been an incredible project that we've all put on.
Yes.
I'm proud to be part of it.
Last showcase
done.
Of the year.
Of the year.
Yes,
not
okay.
forever. For 2016. And guess what? 2017 is just going to bring bigger, badder, better version of the showcase.
Showcase is only going to grow.
It's
going to be
great. The
sky's
the limit, man.
I wanted to play a song as we got out of here. Next week, I think we're still planning on doing a Thursday show. I'm still good for it if you guys are. We'll talk about it later on. But I think next Thursday is still a go.
Not for me, but
not for you. Yeah. But there's no avoiding that anyway. There's not really much we can do. Ty,
here, I think.
Let us know, and we'll still do a Christmas show. But for now, this is my favorite Christmas song. This is a cover of my favorite Christmas song. It's Fuck Christmas and Eric Idle tune.
Oh, Eric Idle.
And Chick came out with
fuck
a great
Christmas,
cover this week.
Fuck a dream.
So enjoy that. Fuck Christmas.
Fuck
your dreams.
Fuck Christmas. Fuck your dreams.
And eat a bag of dicks.
Eat a bag of dicks while you're at it.
We'll see you next week.
Fuck
Christmas. It's a waste of fucking time. Fuck Santa. He's just out to get your dime. Fuck Holly. And all that fucking snow. Fuck carols and fuck Rudolph and his stupid fucking nose. Fuck your sleigh bells tinkling everywhere you fucking go. Fuck stockings and fuck shopping. It just drives us all insane. Go tell the elves to fuck themselves.